It's time for Sports Day. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
This has been the hour I've been waiting for, Vlad. It's all about the U, mostly. We're going to talk about the U, get you ready. NC State tonight, the Wolfpack, they're up and down. The U, I mean, they've been up and down, but more up than down. They're 6-2. I'm not going to get into one of the losses. But let's talk real quick before we get into all that about this Dolphins game tomorrow against Kansas City. Very important game on the gridiron, but also off the gridiron as a fan. I got to get walked through what your plan is going to be for the game, Vlad. What's your morning going to look like? What's your game plan to get this game going, to get yourself going, to enjoy the game at maximum potential? Break it down. I've been thinking about this.
I do chew like a llama there, Sergey. Getting up early, 5:30 in the morning.
What?
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
5:30 in the morning.
I thought you were just an early riser.
Yeah, I know. No, that's what she said. No, I got to get up at 5:30, you know, shower, brush my teeth, wake and bake, and then head to our lovely facilities here that I'm at right now, to the studio, at 6:30, and get ready for Game Day Uncensored.
They got our dudes, Omar Kelly, Brendan Tobin, and Alejandro Solana.
And myself. Now we'll be on from 7 to 9:30, I believe.
Yep, lead you up to the game.
Leading you right off to kickoff. And then head home to watch the rest of the game. And then probably take a nap sometime around 2 p.m.
Oh, okay, so you're going to get a little nap in. I like
yeah,
that.
Well, yeah, bro, because I got to be ready to watch that Eagles Cowboys games, and then the Bengals and Bills.
Oh, man. So, watch out. Bengals coming for that. You know what?
It's great because, like, if you watch the Dolphins and Chiefs and then there's a 1 o'clock game, there's a great game every time slot. You start with Chiefs-Dolphins, then you have Ravens-Seahawks, then you have Cowboys, Eagles, and then you end the night off with Bills, Bengals. So it's a good football watching Sunday.
What did you and I say at the beginning of the season? Don't you worry about those Bengals. They got Joe Burrow. They're going to figure it out. Everybody said, oh, no, this year it's different. His calf is all messed up. And the Bengals, and you and I said, they start slow every year. And every year it's the Bengals. Something's not right. This is not last year. And every year, what happens around this time?
They get their act together.
They start winning games.
Yeah, that was impressive last week in San Francisco.
They're worried about winning the important games. Kind of like the Dolphins. Worried about the big games, the ones that count. Losing week one to the Cowboys doesn't make that big of a difference. Not nonetheless. But once again, we say a few things. We're wrong. We'll admit when we're wrong, but we'll also admit when we're right. We're right about the Bengals. No worries.
No, not with Joe Burrow.
Not with Joe Burrow. Ja'Marr Chase. That team, come on. So, okay. Well, I told you last night I wanted to go to a rave party and go see FaZe Patel.
Yeah, so, but you're not doing that.
But I didn't do that last night.
And tonight you're working. After this, you're gonna have to come back and produce the Panthers Blackhawks game.
And that's going to be an 8 o'clock puck drop on Waxy. Our sister station.
790 Waxy.
790 Musica Libre. So you can get Balamos.
Well, it was formerly Waxy, but now it's Musica
Libre. Let the music take you over, Balamos. Live from Amerant Bank, it is Florida Panthers hockey. Hi, I'm Doug Plagans, and get ready. It's like, whoa, I was listening to Latin music and reggaeton, and now I'm hearing Doug Plagans' dulcet tones and hockey. That freaks me out a little bit. I won't admit that. But when I get off, it's Miller time, baby. I don't have to work Sunday.
You got to pound a few?
I've already been to Jensen's Liquor Store, as I said. So our dude Manny, the Haitian community around here has already started. As I told you,
They're fitting, huh? They're fitting. They're fetting.
Hitting the tall boys. It's like a tall boy national holiday, which I respect. You know, man, buku respect right there. I'm going to just hit it up. I don't have to go to bed at a certain time. I don't have to wake up at a certain time, although I have to get up for the Dolphins game. So I'm thinking I'm actually going to get up a little bit early, and I'm going to hit the free trolley down from North Beach to South Beach. I'm going to go to the Deuce. And I know Richie's a big fan of the Deuce. Legendary dive bar, South Florida. Get there for 9:30. 2-for-1 drinks, hit those Yinglings.
Hold on.
Watch the Dolphins game.
I got a question.
Yes?
You're going to the Deuce. You're going to take the trolley to the Deuce, right?
Yes, sir.
That's open. Is Cheetahs, is adult nightclubs going to be open?
Oh, hell yeah.
Are they going to stay open or are they going to be open?
I think they might close like at 5 and do a little cleaning for a couple hours.
I don't know if they're going to close at 5. Remember, they get an hour back and this is the weekend. They usually stay open till like 8 a.m.
God bless them. Stay open. Stay open. Help the working
So are they going to be open all morning?
Yeah, I would guess.
Because the Dolphin game is at 9:30. If you shut down at 8, you might as well just stay open.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I respect him. More power to him.
I mean, who doesn't want to watch the game with a lovely, lovely lady from Tootsie's Cabaret or the Cheetahs in Hollandale, Pompano,
we score that
or West Palm Beach?
Shot.
I might watch the game. Hey, Tootsie's, holla at me.
Say
Cheetah in Hollandale. Holla at me.
Cheetah in Hollandale's hot, man.
Holla at me.
They got that to go be
open
too.
Are you guys going to be open at 9 a.m. in the morning?
We know Funky Buddha. We know Duffy's and Plantation are going to be open. I'm guessing Cheetah, Hollandale,
Heat
Scarlet's.
Heat Cult says maybe Crazy Horse.
Heat Cult knows it's open. He knows. He's got that takeout menu at home already waiting to make a little takeout from the old Cheetah in Hollandale Beach. He knows. I know.
Yeah, man.
So, okay, I'm going to go down to the Deuce. It's 2-for-1 drinks. All the time in the mornings at the Deuce. Have a few drinks, watch the game. Whenever I need to get something to eat, I'm probably going to go down to News Cafe over on Ocean Drive.
I love News Cafe.
Dude, News Cafe, when I was like, man, this touristy little crappy place. And then I went.
News Cafe.
Man, News Cafe is dope, dude.
Dude, you know how many deals I closed just taking.
Oh, yeah.
To News Cafe.
Oh, the menu is great for the ladies, too.
But
man,
the fact, it's everything. News Cafe is the original spot that people wanted to take those, you know, the IG pictures and everything.
Yeah,
you're right across the beach and everything like that. You're not too far from
you're right by Wet Willie's.
You're right by Wet Willie's and
call a cab.
And there you go. So it's the perfect picturesque location.
Yeah, it's right there. And it's in the middle of the strip and everything.
For dates that want to, you know, post everything on IG, News Cafe was the spot. You know what? Nah, I'm going to a nudie bar. I'm going to a nudie bar.
The scenery is a little different, but yeah.
That's the scenery I want to go.
The service and the food at News Cafe is dope, man. I give them credit, man. They won me over. So maybe some News Cafe, and then who knows what I'm going to be able to do with the rest of the afternoon. I might just, you know, pass out and maybe hang out with Giuseppe and Nathan. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But yeah, that's kind of the move right there. So we'll get it going. So you got nudies. I've got beach. Should be fun. South Beach?
Yeah, I think that's the spot.
You got Broward Nudie Bars, and I've got South Beach Fun.
It's going to be either Dade County or Broward. You know what I mean?
Oh, you got some.
I mean, Tootsie's is in Dade.
Okay.
Cheetah's in Hollandale. Cheetah in Pompano.
I know, right off the interstate. That's Scarlet's Broward. Is right across the street, so you can do the
Scarlet's right across the street.
One, two.
Anybody that you know, holler at your boy. I Vlad 2078. I know somebody, one of you guys are listening out there. Let Vlad know.
Is the move beer, Bloody Mary, mimosa? What's the move for the morning?
It's probably going to start off with mimosas and then get into the beer.
I'm thinking
I start off beer, I'm donezo after like the 12:55.
I think I'm going to start with the beer, go a little slow, but then, you know, I'm going to get a little randy and maybe order a Bloody Mary, just one, just to kind of see how it makes me feel. Or maybe afterwards, after the game, I'll go to News Cafe and get a Bloody Mary or something.
You know, strip clubs.
I'm gonna be zooted from tonight, though.
I hope they got breakfast in one of these strip clubs.
Oh, they might have a buffet.
Strip club food is good.
It's salty,
among other
things. They want that.
Yeah, they want you to drink.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love salty food, so don't get me wrong. I'm all for a strip club buffet. I don't eat hot dogs in strip clubs. That's my only rule. You know why? There's something weird about that.
Hey, yo.
Vlad, let's get the montage going real quick. I need a break. Play that montage.
In Virginia, we're all set. 21st meeting from Hard Rock Stadium. 84 degrees, sunny and breezy, and away we go.
Time to ball, y'all. Heat with the rock first. Let's go. Jimmy with the rock top. Giannis on a move to the right wing to the love.
We're up and running to start this one. Panthers and the Bruins in a big Atlantic Division matchup here this evening.
Toe-to-toe with Simmons for the jump. And Bam wins that jump.
No, du hast nicht.
Puck play down to our left inside the Panthers zone. We're up and running. Panthers in white left to right. Detroit red right to left.
Du hast nicht.
The Heat, their losing streak has moved to 4 straight. Reality check, good for last place. In the conference, my friends, the Wizards are here as both teams play their first ever National Basketball Association in-season tournament group play game tonight.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming. The Rangers are the World Series champions. after 52 years in Texas, 63 years of the franchise. The wait is over, and the celebration has begun.
Du hast mich. 51 yards for Borregalis. 1:28 to go in the game. This is for the tie. Snap is down. Kick is on the way. It's wobbling, and it is good! Borregalis ties it. It wobbles through, and he ties the game at 23.
You prepare to play against the best, and there's not a better opponent to play than the Kansas City Chiefs. They're the current Super Bowl winners. And then I'm excited for the team to go to Germany.
Nine. Ball game. Bucks move to 2-1. Heat fall to 1-3.
Up the right wing, Zacha. Belinskis getting back. Zacha right circle. A shot. He scores. He snuck it down low, and Pavel Zacha wins it for Boston. 3-2 the final.
Du hast mich.
He had a scrumptious lead at one point of 16.
Du hast.
Nets du hast push mich. Back from a terrible second quarter.
Du hast mich.
So the Panthers lock it down late. They secure the 2-0 victory here this evening. Sergei Bobrovsky, a 22-save shutout, his 39th shutout in the National Hockey League. The Panthers take care of the Red Wings tonight, 2-0.
The final 121-114. Tyler Hero, the leading scorer of the entire contest. Those 24 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 dimes. This is his second career triple-double by a single assist. Also had 2 steals in the game. One of 6 Miami Heat players in double figures.
After further review, the ruling on the field is confirmed. Touchdown.
Bye now.
Miami wins in overtime. Hurricanes win in overtime in the West End Zone. Mark Fletcher delivers the punch of the night as he punches it into the end zone, and Miami wins back-to-back weeks in overtime, 29-26. My heart has just leaped into my throat.
No sooner do we knock Dabo Sweeney, Clemson is up 31-23 over Notre Dame with 1 minute left, and Notre Dame looks like hot garbage. Good job by us, making fun of Clemson and Dabo Sweeney earlier in the show.
Goodness. Oh, well.
Goodness. I mean, hot garbage. I'm saying this right now, hopefully to reverse the jinx. Nonetheless, big game tonight, 8 o'clock, NC State. That is where the U will be playing. Hopefully get that win. Pre-game starting up at 4 o'clock, so big ready for that. Should be fun. Of course, you've heard a lot of the other headlines. Panthers, they're playing the Blackhawks, and first overall pick Connor Bedard tonight at 8 o'clock. Sam Bennett, day-to-day with that lower body injury. I do not expect Sam Bennett to play tonight. I don't know about you, Vlad. I don't see it. No need. Too early. Too early.
Too early. It's real early. Come on, man.
You know, there's certain people you just can't get rid of. I told you a while back, Al Farouq Aminu in the NBA, just everywhere he went was one of my favorite teams. He played for the Pelicans forever, was not very good. Then he goes to the Portland Trail Blazers, wasn't very good. I'm surprised he didn't play for the Heat. Probably tried to get him. Mm-hmm. Phil Neville, former coach of the Inter-Miami Herons, going to my second favorite MLS team. He's going to be the head coach of the Portland Timbers now. Can't get rid of Phil Neville. Way to go. Good job. Good job, Portland Timber. Some guys, do you have a guy that you can't get rid of? Like, maybe not now, but in the past, that you just wound up on all your teams?
What, you talking about coaches, just player?
Player, just athlete.
Ryan Fitzpatrick was one of them.
Well, no one could get rid of him ever. And now he's on TV all the time.
Right. So Fitz was one of them. Who else was one of those guys that you can't get rid of? Like, every time you see him, he was always on a team. DeAndre Jordan?
Yeah, DeAndre Jordan. He's still probably somewhere.
Yeah, he's on the Nuggets. JaVale McGee's another one.
JaVale McGee, yeah, that's another one. Yeah, there's some of those guys, man, you just cannot get rid of. Here's somebody you don't want to get rid of. JUCO transfer Markel Bell has committed to the U, the O lineman, 6'8", 335 pounds. And Breeders' Cup continues today, Arcadia, California. Always exciting watching the horses, whether it be on TV or in person. Don't forget, every once in a while you can go on down to, what's the place in Hollandale Beach, speaking of Cheetah and Scarlet's? Gulfstream. Gulfstream.
Ah, Gulfstream.
Love it. Love it. Speaking of loving it, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. University of Singapore studies show that women who drink coffee daily are usually more fertile. Note to self, tomorrow, mimosas, Bloody Mary's, beer only.
No caffeine.
No caffeine, ladies. Sorry. This wallet don't go that way.
Nah, no coffee con leche for you guys.
No, 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 no colada. No, no,
no. No coffee con leche for you.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 mama.
No, no, no. No azúcar for you.
No, 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 no café. No café. Cerveza, Bloody Mary.
Campaña.
Campaña. What is it? Well, I was going to say another word, but Anna. Yeah, no caffeine. Got to be careful. Be careful, guys and girls. Remember, reminder. Even a Irish coffee or Jamaican coffee, both are good. I don't know which one I like more, Irish or Jamaican coffee. I like them both. One has rum, one has whiskey. It depends what mood you're in.
Oh, it depends on what mood you're in.
Sometimes you feel like an Irishman, sometimes you feel like a Jamaican.
But I love it. I always feel like a yardie, so I love Jamaican.
Okay, you really? I mean, I love them both. So, like, yeah. Let's get back into the U. Who we're going to see at quarterback today? What are we going to see at quarterback today? It's the U, NC State, 8 o'clock tonight. We'll talk about that next here. Keep it classy, Clemson. The class of the ACC. Dabo Swinney, have you believe in the premier program in the nation? They upset Notre Dame, and they're now 5-4, and they rushed the field. Good job, fans. Keep it classy. Act like you've been there before. You've won national championships recently. Nonetheless, let's talk about a real team. Let's talk about the U, a team that beat Clemson earlier this year with a backup quarterback by the name of Emory Williams. Now, interesting point. Tyler Van Dyke, he's had his issues late. I think he'll even admit he has not played very good the past two games. Nonetheless, because Emory Williams won the Clemson game. Last game against Virginia, Tyler Van Dyke did not look great. Today, if Tyler Van Dyke goes out there and continues to not look great, you might not be so quick to pull him. Do you know why, Vlad? You might not want to pull Tyler Van Dyke at the first sign of there being some issues in his game.
Why wouldn't you pull him?
Because backup quarterback Emory Williams has played in four games this year. The magic number that you lose your red shirt with is a fifth game. Today would be, if he gets in, a fifth game.
So basically what you're saying is they're not going to use him for the rest of the season.
No, that's the thing. They say, and I will quote, Shannon Dawson has said that we could be using him this game. We talk about it every single game. Our head coach would obviously make the decision over me. That's a week-to-week conversation with us. Of course, Williams could benefit from more in-game playing, but then again, you will lose the red shirt if you do play him one more game this year. Of course, they've got third-string backup Ja'Kari Brown. He has not played a game this year. Most likely not going to play this year. They're going to give him the red shirt, although he did play last year. So Emory Williams right now is on the cusp of losing the red shirt. My thing is this. If you need him, play him. Figure out the rest. You never know, especially in this day and age in college football. He might not even stick around. Do you think if Tyler Van Dyke has some issues today, they would be reticent to pull Tyler Herro because of this redshirt situation, or if they see the writing on the wall, they say, there goes your redshirt. Emory Williams, get out there, win us this game.
I think right now in the last month of the season, you're trying to stack up wins. So it's not about anybody's individual stature or anything like that. You're right. They actually stormed the field. That's ridiculous. Shame by you. Shame on you, Clemson. But I don't think right now with the fan base you care about individual. The only stat you care about is the team stat, which is W's and L's.
In a winnable game.
Winnable game.
An ACC opponent.
You do that. You win 3 in a row in the ACC. You're 3-2, and you prepare yourself for the big game of the season against your arch rival. You win that. That last game, that last home game, that Louisville home game,
yeah,
it's going to be exciting at the Hard Rock because you would have had four wins in a row and you would have knocked out the Florida State team. So it doesn't really matter if it's Emory or TVD. Whoever is healthy or whoever can lead the team, get points on the board, not commit turnovers, that's who you want under center.
There's a lot of upside to it, too. I mean, hopefully TVD goes out there, removes all doubt. You don't have to worry about it, at least for another week. But if you do have to play Emory Williams, you give yourself a chance to win. You shake things up a little bit. He gets more game experience. And like I said, in this day and age, it's not like the old college days where you're pretty much locked in, and if you transferred, you'd have to sit out a year. Now there's a transfer portal. You don't even know if Emory Williams, whether he plays good or not, will be here in 2 years or not. You win now. That's what you always have to do, because tomorrow is not promised. I have no problem if Tyler Van Dyke is looking like he did in Virginia and you feel as though the game might be getting away from you or that you are in jeopardy. You go out there and you try to win the game. Now you throw out Emory Williams, maybe he makes a difference. You blow the red shirt, so what? You
have— who cares about the red shirt?
You have 4 years of eligibility. Use them.
Facts. Like, here's the thing.
I don't
like three games, right? It's been three games of TVD struggling.
It's not been great so far.
Has it been great the last three games he's played?
Well, he didn't play. Yeah, he's played. Yeah, because he didn't play in Clemson.
He didn't play against Clemson, but he played the Georgia Tech game. North Carolina, even though you look at the numbers and certain plays he made, he kept them in the game, but there was just certain turnovers that he— so you could take that away from him. And the Clemson game, he didn't play. But last week he played against Virginia. Didn't look too great either.
Not great.
So either he's still banged up.
Probably.
But if he's still banged up and you've seen that the injury is causing
detriment to his game and to your team's game,
you got to take him out.
You do.
You got to take him out. I am in total agreement with you, man.
You know, and you have eligibility for a reason. It's like having that nice car, that nice pair of pants that you don't want to wear out, but at the same time, then you never wear it. What's the point of having it?
Great, another great example. You have a car in the garage. It works.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It could get you from point A to point B, but you don't necessarily need to take it out all the time.
But
if you need to, in case of emergency, it's there. It's available for you. That's what Emory, he's available.
Right. And I'm a win now guy. There's no promise of tomorrow. There's no nothing. What if you do this? I'm just saying theoretically. Oh, no, we're just going to struggle through this. We don't want to burn a year of eligibility for Emory Williams. And Emory Williams decides this offseason to transfer. Well, then what were you holding him back for anyway? You know what I mean? It's kind of like, well, wait a second. You didn't play him because you wanted to save a year of eligibility, and now he's not even with the team anymore. Not saying he's going to transfer, but I'm saying, like, you can't play in those woulda, coulda, shoulda, possibly things. You have to play in the now. You feel as though Emory Williams gives you the best chance to win tonight, go ahead and burn that red shirt. I have no problem with that at all. In fact, I salute the team for doing it, trying to win the game tonight. It's all about winning the game now. Win the game now. Worry about Florida State next week. We'll figure it all out. Now, Ja'Kari Brown, probably not going to play. But if you need him, play him. He's still got five games, though, and there's not that many games left in the season. Nonetheless, I have no problem with going out there, throwing out QB2 if QB1 is injured or not ready to go or just not in the game enough, giving you a chance to win. So, yeah, what's the point of having him if you're not going to use him? So maybe we'll see Emory Williams. Maybe we won't. Like I said, let's hope we don't. Let's hope Tyler Van Dyke just goes out there and has the game of a lifetime. We get a big win. Let's get ready for Florida State. Rivalry week, baby. Let's throw it down in Tallahassee. Let's go to Bullwinkle's. Let's live the good life, get some wins, end their undefeated season, and feel good. But it's always good to have, in case of emergency, break glass. A little bit of plan B. Oh, man. I think it's going to be a barn burner, Vlad. I don't think either of these teams are going to run away from each other. I think that's just the makeup of this Miami Hurricanes team. Grind it out, find a way to win at the end. So far, decent.
It's going to be tough, but I don't think it should be. I thought this was going to be a trap game because they were going to look ahead. You know, I watched a couple of NC State games early in the season. They weren't the team that I expected.
Right.
This is going to be tough. Yes, it's tough. It's a conference game. It's a road game.
Mm-hmm,
it's always going to be tough. But show me something. Prove it to me. Beat them by double digits.
Shove it down their throat. Run the ball well. Make good passes. Convert third downs. Make it easy enough. Just keep them at arm's length. That's all I ask. Up next, we're going to close things out. Get you ready for the pregame for those Canes and Wolfpack. Next, here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Everybody loves the backup quarterback. We'll see tonight. Could it be Emory Williams? Could it be Tyler Van Dyke? I'll tell you right now, Vlad, I don't know about you, but I think Tyler Van Dyke is going to go out there and ball. And if he doesn't, something seriously wrong with him physically.
Oh, it's got to be.
Got to be something physical, because he was locked in early in the season, it seemed like.
It's got to be something physical, because, dude, that team just looks different from the team before the bye.
Yeah, it's true. It's, I mean, it's a tougher schedule, though, let's be honest
with
that.
But still, just a different team after the bye. They were 5-0. Wait, 4-0, and then after the bye, it was just like, all right, the craziness.
Back to 2-2, though.
That loss in Georgia Tech, NC, loss in Chapel Hill, and then you won 2 overtime thrillers at home. So, but offensively, they haven't really looked the same like they were early in the season. So, I think TVD's hurt. And if he's, you know, if he's championing through, good props to him. But sometimes championing through an injury is not good for the team. And if you're not, if you're hurting the team, then helping the team's time to take a, you know, take a step back.
That's the coach's job, dude, to save players from themselves and their team right there, because everybody wants to play and everyone's going to try to soldier it out. So if he is really hurt and he is not playing up to his potential and he's not helping the team, this is where Mario Cristobal and those guys have to step up and say, look, we have to do what we have to do. It's nothing against you. You're just physically not there. Nonetheless, with that being said, I expect him to ball out. I also expect it to be nip and tuck throughout. I expect it to come down to the very end of the fourth quarter. But I do believe the Canes have what it takes to win. And they will win. I'm saying it right now. I feel as though they will find a way to win.
31-21, Canes.
Ooh, nice, nice.
31-21, Canes.
I got like 28, 27.
They Canes. Can't give Josie another, last second overtime heart exhilarating game. I don't know if Josie can last that. Yeah, I mean, Josie can last anything. The man survived a plane crash. He's the toughest SOB that I know. But I don't know if he could deal with these cardiac kids, man. These Canes kids, these last two weeks, oh my God.
It's what he lives for, man. As long as they win, all is well if they win.
I think Josie likes a good 35-3 beatdown. So he could just enjoy the game, get the liners out, just do all the things he's got to
do. Like all announcers, I love a good close game. We pull up, lead by 30 at the end of the half, and then we just kind of cruise to like a 48-10 win.
Good close game.
I like those.
I like beatdowns. It's college.
A close game for me.
That way, the Solana jokes that he needs DBJ to say, it gets through.
It really is funny, though. When your team's playing, no lead is enough. Like, you'll jump out to like a 35-0 lead, and the team will score 7. You're like, oh, man, come on, guys.
You're not doing that.
I do that.
If you got money on the game and
I am so
the
bad
line
about
is 21
that.
And all of a sudden now it's 35-7.
Canes can get up 28-0 and NC State will score a field goal. I'll be like, oh man, I hope that doesn't start a comeback. It's like, it's the middle of the third quarter. You'll be right. Oh man, we haven't scored in the past 2 possessions.
I don't think Canes fans would be doing that.
I will.
Canes bettors would be doing that.
I get nervous, man. Like, when you get up like 50 and it's like the fourth quarter, I'm like, okay. I'm going to relax for a little bit. You know, they get a touchdown, stuff like that. But, yeah, so I'm hoping, you know, they get it going tonight. Of course, tomorrow it's strip club / doses and mimosas, Dolphins and Kansas City Chiefs, T-Sweezy in the house. Tyreek Hill says he's got a special celebration. It's going to be a fun game, man. In Germany, Frankfurt. Should be crazy. Should be fun. Neutral site. Kansas City favored, of course. Should be exciting. This is the Dolphins' chance.
27-24. A certain team. I don't know which one, but I know to take the over in the total.
I told you, it's going to be an NFL blowout one way or the other.
I don't know if you want an NFL blowout here, bro.
I'm telling you.
That'd be so sad if they went this big game and they went all the way to Germany, and this is the biggest game of the week, so far this season. And it was a blowout.
Telling you, 35-28 Dolphins, and the only reason they get 28, the Kansas City Chiefs get a meaningless touchdown at the end of the game.
So it's really 35-21.
Yes, sir.
That's what you're trying to
say.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. I can't wait, man.
So you got the Fins winning?
Yeah, I do. I have the Dolphins winning.
And if what happens if they lose?
On to the next one.
The bye week.
On to the next one.
So 2 weeks of having to hear people say that. You can't beat the big boys.
I've been listening to that for a couple of weeks now.
But you also said that if they lose to Kansas City, it kind of solidifies, it verifies that.
It does. It does do that. It does. I mean, look at the facts. look at the facts. You've played three teams with winning records, and you lost all three of them, if that happens tomorrow.
They lose tomorrow. Are they frauds?
No, they're not. They're just a good team that isn't an elite team.
You sure? You sure? I don't have to hear MVP talk of, oh, Tua for MVP. I don't have to hear Tyreek.
Tua can still be MVP.
Oh, okay.
Tyreek should be MVP.
But you're not, but, you know, you can't beat the big boys.
It's going to be tough to win the MVP with that. I'm not, I said should. I didn't say would. Huh? Should. Telling you. I think they do win. And like I said, these are the reasons, a lot of reasons why. They're not as physical as Philadelphia and physical as Buffalo. They will try to be, nonetheless. Kansas City's good when they need to be good. They don't need to be good for this game. This game means more for the Dolphins. The matchup is a little bit better for the Dolphins. They've been there, the Dolphins, since Monday, kind of getting adjusted to everything. Kansas City kind of just, eh. This isn't as big of a game for them as it is for us. So I think we go out there and we put it on them.
Okay.
Tyreek Hill's got a lot to prove. He's got a lot of lunches and dinners to buy for people. Okay. And he's ready to buy them.
Big South Florida weekend, folks.
Is he going to buy Tua a truck if he goes for like 190 yards or something?
Nah, I'll buy him a boat.
A boat? That's not a good joke. That's not a good joke.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't need your bad mojo going into this weekend, man. I got a lot of stuff.
Well, there's a lot of good mojo this weekend. You know, you got tonight's Canes Wolfpack.
Yep, I got
Panthers tonight in Chicago, the last game of their road trip, and then
I got Connor Bedard scoring a goal, but I still got the Panthers winning 3-2.
Tomorrow morning, biggest game of the week, Week 9, Dolphins Chiefs,
and then bet your bottom dollar that the Bengals are going to beat the Bills. I got you on that.
And then on Monday, you have Panthers home against some team, I don't know, and then you have the Heat Lakers. I know Brian Monroe will be out there
against some team. Yeah,
Brian Monroe, are you going to be out to the Heat Lakers game on Monday?
That's his one game of the year that he always goes to.
It's only one of three games Brian Monroe is going out to.
We do total opposite.
He was there last night.
Oh, he's chilling, watching the Wizards play. Kyle Kuzma dropping 22.
You went to go see your brother, Jordan Poole?
Yeah. Light skin, baby. We're taking over.
The light skin brothers were outside last night. The light skin twins. Light skin and powers activate. They were outside last night. That's why I knew they were going to lose. That's why, NBA players are going to party in Miami early in the season. It's just a guarantee. So the Lakers are going to be celebrating all the time, Greep. But I'm just saying, they're here early in the year. This is November. Usually guys want to be there in January or February. But in November, early November, to be in South Florida, yeah. On a weekend? And you got a night off? It's going to be... It's going to be a lot of partying going on in South Florida. Sunday. Can't wait.
Really believe that they just won't party tonight and they're going to go out.
They'll party all weekend. If you're in Orlando Saturday night, you take an hour flight to Miami, you party in Miami, and then you get an hour back because of daylight savings time. They're partying all weekend in South Florida. And South Florida, party all weekend with all your sports teams.
I'll be on the lookout for them tomorrow morning. I'll be at the Deuce. I'll be at News Cafe. I'll be looking for some of the Lakers to be walking around. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We got a lot to go. But you know who's going to get you set up for all of it? Set the table. We've already done our best. We're done. Up next, you got the Canes pregame. Brian Monroe, as you heard, Greeper there. Hollywood, Danny Rabinowitz. Then it's going to be Joe Z, DBJ. They can't wait. We can't wait. Let's go, Canes. Let's go, Dolphins. Let's go, Panthers. Let's go, Heat. Let's go.
Later, fools.
Later, slug.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Everybody loves the backup quarterback. We'll see tonight. Could it be Emory Williams? Could it be Tyler Van Dyke? I'll tell you right now, Vlad, I don't know about you, but I think Tyler Van Dyke is going to go out there and ball, and if he doesn't, something's seriously wrong with him physically.
Oh, it's got to be.
It's got to be something physical, because he was locked in early in the season, it seemed like.
It's got to be something physical, because, dude, that team just looks different from the team before the bye.
Yeah, it's true. It's a tougher schedule, though, let's be honest
but
with that.
But still, just a different team after the bye. They were 5-0. What, 4-0, and then after the bye, it was just like, all right, the craziness.
Back to 2-2, though.
That loss to Georgia Tech, NC, loss in Chapel Hill, and then you won two overtime thrillers at home. So, but offensively, they haven't really looked the same like they were early in the season. So I think TVD's hurt. And if he's championing through, good props to him. But sometimes championing through an injury is not good for the team. And if you're not, if you're hurting the team, then helping the team's time to take a, you know, take a step back.
That's the coach's job, dude, to save players from themselves and their team right there, because everybody wants to play and everyone's going to try to soldier it out. So if he is really hurt and he is not playing up to his potential and he's not helping the team, this is where Mario Cristobal and those guys have to step up and say, look, we have to do what we have to do. It's nothing against you. You're just physically not there. Nonetheless, with that being said, I expect him to ball out. I also expect it to be nip and tuck throughout. I expect it to come down to the very end of the fourth quarter, but I do believe the Canes have what it takes to win, and they will win. I'm saying it right now. I feel as though they will find a way to win.
31-21, Canes.
Ooh, nice, nice.
I got 31-21, Canes.
I got like 28-27.
They can't give Joe Z another, you know, last-second overtime heart exhilarating game. I don't know if Joe Z can last that. Joe Z can last anything. The man survived a plane crash. He's the toughest SOB that I know. But I don't know if he could deal with these cardiac kids, man. These Canes kids, these last 2 weeks, man. These last 2 weeks, oh, my God.
It's what he lives for, man. As long as they win, all is well if they win.
I think Josie likes a good 35-3 beatdown so he can just enjoy the game, get the liners out, just do all the things he's got to
do. Like all announcers, I love a good close game. We pull up, lead by 30 at the end of the half, and then we just kind of cruise to like a 48-10 win.
Nah,
good close game.
Nah,
I like those.
I like beatdowns. It's college.
Close game for me.
That way, you know, the Solana jokes that he needs DBJ to say, it gets through.
It really is funny, though. When your team's playing, no lead is enough. Like, you'll jump out to like a 35-0 lead, and the team will score 7. You're like, oh, man, come on, guys.
Nah,
like,
you're only doing
not
that
coming back.
You're not doing that. You're only doing that.
I do that.
You're
only
doing
that
if you got money on the game. And
I am so
bad
about
that. The line is 21, and all of a sudden I was 35-7.
Canes can get up 28-0, and NC State will score a field goal. I'll be like, oh, man, I hope that doesn't start a comeback. It's like, it's the middle of the third quarter. You'll be all right. Oh, man, we haven't scored in the past two possessions.
I don't think Canes fans would be doing that.
I will.
Canes bettors would be doing that.
I get nervous, man. Like, when you get up like 50 and it's like the fourth quarter, I'm like, okay. I'm going to relax for a little bit. You know, they get a touchdown, stuff like that. But, yeah, so I'm hoping, you know, they get it going tonight. Of course, tomorrow it's strip club / doses and mimosas, Dolphins and Kansas City Chiefs, T-Sweezy in the house. Tyreek Hill says he's got a special celebration. It's going to be a fun game, man. In Germany, Frankfurt should be crazy, should be fun. Neutral site, Kansas City favored, of course. Should be exciting. This is the Dolphins' chance.
27-24, a certain team. I don't know which one, but I know to take the over in the total.
I told you, it's going to be an NFL blowout one way or the other.
I don't know if you want an NFL blowout here, bro.
I'm telling you.
That'd be so sad if they went this big game and they went all the way to Germany, and this is the biggest game of the week, and it was a blowout.
Telling you, 35-28 Dolphins, and the only reason they get 28, the Kansas City Chiefs get a meaningless touchdown at the end of the game.
So it's really 35-21.
Yes, sir.
That's what you're trying to say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't wait, man.
So you got the Fins winning?
Yeah, I do. I have the Dolphins winning.
And what happens if they lose?
On to the next one.
The bye week.
On to the next one.
So 2 weeks of having to hear people say that you can't beat the big boys.
I've been listening to that for a couple of weeks now.
But you also said that if they lose to Kansas City, it kind of solidifies, it verifies that.
It does do that. It does. I mean, look at the facts. You've played three teams with winning records and you lost all three of them, if that happens tomorrow.
They lose tomorrow, are they frauds?
No, they're not. They're just a good team that isn't an elite team.
You sure? You sure? I don't have to hear MVP talk of, Tua for MVP. I don't have to hear Tyreek.
Tua can still be MVP.
Oh, okay.
Tyreek should be MVP.
But you can't beat the big boys.
It's going to be tough to win the MVP with that. I said should. I didn't say would. Huh? Should. Telling you. I think they do win. And like I said, these are the reasons, a lot of reasons why. They're not as physical as Philadelphia and physical as Buffalo. They will try to be, nonetheless. Kansas City's good when they need to be good. They don't need to be good for this game. This game means more for the Dolphins. The matchup is a little bit better for the Dolphins. They've been there, the Dolphins, since Monday, kind of getting adjusted to everything. Kansas City kind of just, this isn't as big of a game for them as it is for us. So I think we go out there and we put it on them.
Okay.
Tyreek right. Hill's got a lot to prove. He's got a lot of lunches and dinners to buy for people. Okay. And he's ready to buy them.
Big South Florida weekend, folks.
Is he going to buy Tua a truck if he goes for like 190 yards or something?
Nah, he'll buy him a boat.
A boat? Don't. That's not a good joke. That's not a good joke.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't need your bad mojo going into this weekend, man. I got a lot of stuff.
Well, there's a lot of good mojo this weekend. You know, you got tonight's Canes Wolfpack.
Yep, I got the Canes.
You got Panthers tonight in Chicago, the last game of their road trip. And then
I got Connor Bedard scoring a goal, but I still got the Panthers winning 3-2.
Tomorrow morning, biggest game of the week, week 9, Dolphins-Chiefs.
And then bet your bottom dollar that the Bengals are going to beat the Bills. I got you on that.
And then on Monday, you have Panthers home against some team. I don't know. And then you have the Heat-Lakers. I know Brian Monroe will be out there.
Against some team, yeah.
Brian Monroe, you going to be out to the Heat-Lakers game on Monday?
That's his one game of the year that he always goes to.
It's only one of three games Brian Monroe is going out to.
We do total opposite.
Was there last night.
Oh, he's chilling watching the Wizards play. Kyle Kuzma dropping 22.
You went to go see your brother, Jordan Poole?
Yeah. Light-skinned, baby. We taking over.
The light-skinned brothers were outside last night. The light-skinned twins. Light-skin and powers activate. They were outside last night. That's why I knew they were going to lose. That's why, NBA players are going to party in Miami early in the season. It's just a guarantee. So the Lakers are going to be celebrating all the time, Greek. But I'm just saying, they're here early in the year. This is November. Usually guys want to be there in January or February. But in November, early November, to be in South Florida, yeah. On a weekend? And you got a night off? It's going to be a lot of partying going on in South Florida. Sunday. Can't
really,
wait.
Really believe that they just won't party tonight and they're going to go out.
They'll party all weekend. If you're in Orlando Saturday night, you take an hour flight to Miami, you party in Miami. And then you get an hour back because of daylight savings time. They're partying all weekend in South Florida. And South Florida, party all weekend with all your sports
teams. I'll be on the lookout for them tomorrow morning. I'll be at the Deuce. I'll be at News Cafe. I'll be looking for some of the Lakers to be walking around. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We got a lot to go. But you know who's going to get you set up for all of it? Set the table. We've already done our best. We're done. Up next, you got the Canes pregame. Brian Monroe, as you heard, Greeper there, Hollywood, Danny Rabinowitz. Then it's going to be Joe Z, DBJ. They can't wait. We can't wait. Let's go, Canes. Let's go, Dolphins. Let's go, Panthers. Let's go, Heat. Let's go.
Later, fools.
Later, slug.